Delighted to be joined by Mohill and Leitrim's centre-back, Shane Quinn. Well, Shane, you know, was just talking to other players there. Big disappointment, but the scoreboard in many ways didn't really reflect how close the sides were, particularly in that first half.
Yeah, so that's it. Like, it's the same as the first half against Roscommon. You know, if we took our chances, you know, they gave us a chance in the game, but like, obviously they're a well-experienced team. Like, you know, they drew fouls when it was needed, and they just kept the scoreboard ticking over and over. And that's just the level that we have to get to if we want to compete in any tier. Like, you know, but you know, you can see there that, you know, we're a young team. We're not that far away from, you know, our goal has to be now is to get out of division four and, you know, build like this, like, you know, build what we have now and add to it and make it stronger and stronger as we go. Like,
I thought this might sound like a bit of a stupid question. What is the difference between division four and a division one team? It can't all come down to having better footballers. Is it conditioning? Is it experience? Is it size? Is it quality player? Which one? What's it like?
It's hard to kind of pinpoint one thing, but as they get further and on, funding is a big thing. They can get conditioned. Like, you know, they have the best of the best, all the Division One teams, and, you know, like, we are scraping, we're trying our best to compete with them. Like, you know, the funding isn't there in Leitrim. You know, it's hard to kind of to keep the team going, keep all the teams going, and run competitions. And,
you know, we can say what we want. Money does matter.
Money talks. Like, you know, you can see, like, you know, money should be funneled down to smaller teams to help them compete instead of, you know, keep pumping it into the bigger teams. Like, just because, you know, they get, obviously they draw the crowd and all that, but, you know, that's what the GA should be doing, should be funneling the money down to the smaller teams to help, you know, help us compete. Like, you know.
Yeah, because for long periods, and, you know, I was talking to Michael McWeeney as well, for long periods in that, particularly the first 20 minutes, there was nothing between the sides.
No, like, you know, when you're playing a team like Monaghan, you expect, you know, to be steamrolled. But after the first 5 minutes, you know, when we're right in the game and, you know, we're taking them hits and, you know, we're bouncing off them, you know, we're not being knocked like we would have been in previous years. Like, you know, so, you know, a lot of that has to go down the lines, and the lines conditioned us fairly well. You know, we're limited kind of budget, but, like, you know, we're not that far away, as you can see. You know, it's funny to say, like, the scoreboard is what it is, but, you know, it's something to build on anyway, at least. Like,
how will you look back on 2018? Difficult start to the league, but it was a very difficult Division 4 this year. But you picked up a couple of wins at the end. You had that good win in New York, and let's be honest, that was New York's strongest side ever. You got over the line there. Took a bit of a tanking from Roscommon, but two wins in the last three, and I'd say going forward, you look back and with a lot of positives.
Yeah, that's it. Like, you know, you have to take the positives. If you spend the whole time looking at negatives, you'll only go backwards, and that's kind of been Leitrim's problem for a while, always kind of looking at negatives. But, Joe, how long has it gone since Leitrim won two games in the championship, and we're into playing nearly in July in a championship? Like, you know, so, like, that game in New York was a big character builder for this team. Like, you know, you can see the age profile is very young. Like, you know, I've been nearly one of the oldest players, and I'm only 25. Like, you know, but, like, you know, it's character building. Like, the start of the league, you know, just we didn't get off to the whirlwind start that we would have liked. You know, but, like, you know, we had the three toughest teams straight away, so no momentum being built, and, you know, injuries and all. But, so you can see when we got that bit of momentum, you know, in the league, and of course a couple of league games as well were called off of the weather, which didn't help our momentum. But we kept going and kept going, and, you know, we stayed together and stayed strong, and, you know, we just build on it. You know, positivity is the way forward for this team. Like.
But it's probably vital more than anything else. And, you know, I just ask this to all the Leitrim players, and indeed to management. It must now be about the footballers are in Leitrim. It must be about staying together.
It's about staying together and building and adding to it. Do you know, like,
how do you make people stay together? Is meetings going to have to be called? Everybody just needs to be singing off the one hymn sheet, or?
Yeah, it's hard to know. Like, it's, you know, everyone's kind of tried, everyone's put up a solution, you know, and you don't know which is the right one. But just the hunger, like, if the hunger isn't there to play, so you can't make someone hungry to play for Leitrim. You know, should be there. Like, lads going to America, that I'd never stop. I'd never say to someone, John, what are you doing there? You know, a young person should be going out and experience all. But, like, you know, then when the time is right, then, you know, put the shoulder to the wheel and just like, you know, everyone needs to kind of sit down and just reassess now and just add to it all now, like, build is a big thing. Like,
yeah, well, you've had a very good year on a personal level, and finally, I suppose, club championship now will be starting up again, and, you know, that'll be interesting as well.
Yeah, you know, one door closed, another one opens, I suppose. We've a new man in there, Frank Brown, and, you know, to fairness to Frank, he's been playing with a kind of a half deck at the minute, you know, training with so many of us on. Like, you know, he was nearly delighted when a couple of us left to go back, you know, training kind of boosting. But, you know, I'm looking forward to the club championship now. Like, you know, just off the the cobwebs and go back to it. It'd be great to get back with the club, and the club is where it all starts,
Well, Shane, thanks for today, and indeed for the entire of 2018. Thanks very much, Shane.
Perfect. Thanks very much.